I'm Jonathan, and this is the Social Media Show podcast. This is the audio version of the Social Media Facebook Live that goes out at facebook.com/Pollinger Social on Mondays at 9 a.m. Enjoy!
In this episode, I interview Samantha Kelly, also known as the Tweeting Goddess. We talk about Twitter, and Samantha provides her top three Twitter tips.
Hello and welcome to today's The Social Media Show. And I'm hugely excited to have Samantha Kelly on the show this morning, known as Tweeting Goddess. Hi, Samantha, how are you today?
Good morning, I'm great, thank you.
And especially grateful as it's a bank holiday over in Ireland. So great effort for you to be here today to talk to us about Twitter. So we just got a short show today because I've got to dash off to a meeting. So let's get straight into it. So Tweeting Goddess, that's a pretty spectacular name. I love it. How did that come about? Was that something that you came up with, or what's the story there?
Well, I used to have a business called Funky Goddess. And when I decided to sell that business, and people started asking me about Twitter, I was like, maybe there's a business here. So I said, what do I call myself? The Twitter Goddess. But apparently you're not allowed to use a username with the name Twitter in it. So I just said Tweeting Goddess. So Tweeting Goddess. That's how it came about.
That's really, really cool. And were you with that previous business? Have you been involved with other social networks in the past? I mean, I just sort of wanting to know really why Twitter? Why did you choose Twitter? Is that your favorite social network?
Well, to be honest, Twitter was the one that I really took to. Yeah. And yeah. I always recommend that if people are good at one particular platform, if your audience is there, definitely stick to the one you're good at. Or where your audience are mostly, but if you're really, really good at one and you're getting results, stick with it, you know. And Twitter, I just really loved because it really changed a lot of things for me. I realized there was a lot of journalists, a lot of decision makers. I was able to connect with people all over the world. I just loved it and I just took to it. And then I became an expert on it as a result, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. And I think we're just sort of beginning to get into some of the key sort of benefits of Twitter there. Like you say, journalists and influencers and sort of high profile people. And for me, that's almost one of its unique features, really, isn't it? Because maybe you can do that a bit on LinkedIn, but definitely not on Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram. But for actually communicating with people that you wouldn't normally be able to speak to or get hold of because you haven't got their email address or their phone number, it's really quite a good way of getting to know them, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can connect with people and you can also get a piece of the pie. You know, normal people like us can actually have a piece of the pie because, you know, we can show we're the expert and we can actually, like, I mean, I have 49,000 followers. I'm a verified Twitter account and people, when they meet me, sometimes they kind of go as if I'm some kind of superstar. And I'm like, well, I'm not. I'm just a normal person. But, like, you know, it's funny because it has built my profile so big that people do feel like that about me because I have such a high profile. And it gives normal people like us a chance to get that kind of piece of the pie, you know?
But fantastic. I just want to say to anybody watching, please do say hello that you're there. And we've got Dolores watching this morning and Judy. Hi, so good morning to you guys. And so if you're watching, just say hi so that we know that you're there. And if you have any questions, I think we'll stick to Twitter this morning, keep it nice and simple. So if you have any questions on Twitter for me or Samantha, then please do post in the comments, whether you're watching live or watching on the replay, and we will definitely answer those for you. So going back to Twitter, it's kind of like it's had quite a lot of problems in some ways, and there is certain amount of negativity around Twitter. And I must say, as a social media person, whilst Twitter used to be my favorite social network, you're going to hate me for this, but it no longer is, really, because I just sort of think they've struggled in a few ways. But keeping this sort of really positive, what would you say the the future for Twitter holds? Where would you see its sort of strengths lie going forward compared with the other social networks?
Well, it's always going to have live news as it happens, you know, and people are always going to jump on it for that. Like if I see anything happening in the world, like let's say that cruise ship yesterday, I mean, I went straight to Twitter to find out what was going on there, you know. And, you know, despite the negativity and a certain president bringing so much attention to it, it's actually really, really amazing. There are some amazing positive things going on Twitter. And, you know, it's not like LinkedIn, like where you have to do this silly email introduction thing. You could just follow someone. You can just engage.
It's much slower over on LinkedIn, isn't it? I think they've done a good job in making it less clunky than it was, so it is a bit easy to work. Yeah. But you're right, it is way more mechanical and more process orientated.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, if you want to follow someone, then you can follow them, you know, and if they really don't want you to follow them, they can block you. But you know, most people are normal and they are good, you know, and I find a lot of those are educated, professional people that are on Twitter, you know, are actually good people, normal people. You know, you have a lot of Twitter's great for business. Twitter's great if you want to click buy now to something. If you want to drive traffic to your website, Twitter is wonderful, because I would buy from Twitter. I've often seen a link put up and a product and I've bought it, you know. So it's really good for driving traffic and it's great for building relationships. Look at us, we're here because of Twitter.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah,
Twitter. So if you think about it that way, that's where the value of Twitter is. You can start building a relationship with someone that you want to build a relationship with. And then I often, like, if I see someone I really think looks interesting, I put them on my list of social media and tea, because I want to have a cup of tea with them.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
So Twitter lists are great as well. You can keep an eye on the people you really, really, really want to connect with and want to have a conversation, a cup of tea with someday, you know, or a Skype call or whatever. So it's about building relationships. It's not about throwing out sales tweets. It really isn't. And, you know, when I help people, I do a lot of people coaching with people about Twitter and LinkedIn and raising your profile and showing you're the expert. And when I do that, they're kind of like, oh my God, I didn't know this is what it was like, you know. So a lot of people don't get it really at all.
Yeah, you're right. I think there is a lot of education needed. And so that's great for us, so we can kind of fill that space. And just picking up a word there, you know, I mentioned that it's good for meeting people and getting to know people. But you use that word develop relationship. And I think that's really key as well, isn't it? It's not just that initial contact, but it's, you know, you can show an interest in what they're up to. You can have a conversation, can't you? And really, just like you can face to face, and really get to understand somebody and show an interest in what they do. And then if that's reciprocated, then bam, yeah, you've got that understanding and relationship with them. So yeah, I can't disagree with that at all. I think it's really strong for that. And yeah, great example of the ferry crash yesterday, because it's just, however good a news organization is, they're, say, Sky News or BBC News, that unless they get really lucky, they're never going to have a camera crew in place when an event like that happens, are they? So yeah, if you want the very latest from somebody on the ground, including video footage and photos, then yeah, absolutely, Twitter's the place to go for that. So, yeah, just talking about one of Twitter's features, I think there's quite a lot of confusion, and it's a sort of, you might be able to educate me on this, actually, because I can't really understand why Twitter sort of went down the route of splitting up Twitter Live and Periscope. Can you sort of talk about that a little bit and the differences between them?
Well, I can't actually, because I'm not an expert in Twitter Live and Periscope.
Okay, but, no worries.
I love yeah, Twitter Live. I did a Twitter Live yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. It has over 8,000 views on it now.
Wow. You know, just from yesterday. That's pretty good.
Yeah, the power of doing a Twitter Live is I get a notification if you go live. You know, so my followers, I have 49,000 followers, so they get a notification that I am live at the moment. There's a guy, one particular guy I follow, he walks around forests with his with his dog. I just love the Twitter account, right? And I just love, he does a Periscope, but it goes on Twitter. And I just love it. The power of that is really, really huge, because you're notifying your audience straight away that you're going live, and you just do not know who's watching. And then you can get the data. I can see who watched my video. I can see how many people. And then I'm like, oh, they watched it. Interesting. You know, you see some journalist has watched it or something, you know. And that's where you kind of use that information to kind of see what they did today, maybe retweet them just to keep on their radar. You know, it's really, really easy to do stuff like that on Twitter. Like, the video thing, I'm not an expert in, but if you even look at my video from yesterday, I was celebrating 11 years sobriety. And I did a video on the cliff edge and by the sea. It was very raw. I made loads of mistakes, but it's not about the perfection of video. It's about the message. And if you have a good message, I mean, it has so much engagement, so many, over 8,000 views yesterday anyway. I mean, use it, you know, like Periscope. Periscope is slightly different in that you can get comments and you can see the love hearts, but you can do it with Twitter Live as well. You can see it, but it's just a different app. But I don't know. I just think it's, I just use it. I don't even look at who owns what or whatever. Just use it.
So Periscope's, it's kind of just all contained within the app, isn't it? So you would recommend Twitter Live for that, because back to the notifications, that's just so, I think most people watching would understand, but that's a pretty powerful thing if you actually get your phone almost literally flashing or posting something on your screen to 50,000 people, and then I'm guessing they just have to click that and then you're there on the phone.
Actually, and another update that came out last week was you can invite someone onto the screen with you.
That's cool. You can do that
3 days ago.
So that's sort of really enhancing the conversational aspect again, then, isn't it? So that's good. I like that. So you've sort of almost dropped into conversation quite a few tips already in terms of Twitter use and what you can use it for. Any other business benefits that you've come across yourself, or putting you right on the spot? Then what would be, by all means, answer that one. I'm giving you multiple questions here, but what would be your sort of ultimate top tip for small business people watching in terms of using Twitter?
Okay. Well, make sure your bio and your profile picture are really, really good, because I'm going to take a split second to decide whether I'm going to follow you back or not. Like, if you follow me, and do follow me today, folks, and do reach out to me, I will retweet you if it's something useful for my audience. You know, if I want to follow you back, I'm going to have a look at the last few tweets you did, and I'm going to have a look at your bio, and I'm going to click on your website and have a nosy. So don't underestimate the power of you tweeting during a busy hashtag or tweeting. Now, I don't mean using it for benefit of sales or something. I mean jumping on a hashtag that's like maybe an event or something. If you see someone you know at the event, do jump in or add value yourself and say, oh my God, I really agree with this. Well done. Thanks for tweeting. I'm watching from home. You know, don't sell. Okay. Definitely find your, if you want to connect with certain people, tweet to me and I might know the right person for you. It's all about connecting the dots. So, you know, be useful, add value, show you're the expert, and engage and have fun. You know, Twitter is more laid back than LinkedIn. I mean, even the decisions that I engage with on Twitter are much more laid back on Twitter than they are on LinkedIn. It's kind of their place to kind of chill and watch things and social listening. And, you know, don't be afraid to reach out as well. And just be nice, you know, keep away from controversy. Yeah,
lots of good advice packed in there. Brilliant. Thank you very much. And I would just sort of enhance what you were saying there about how you see somebody's profile and then you look at their past few tweets. So it's really important to post consistently, isn't it? I always sort of find that I've actually researched some tech stuff and found a good sort of deal. But then when I looked them up on Twitter, they hadn't tweeted for 6 months. So I kind of thought, no, the trust had gone. I wasn't going to buy from them. So tweeting consistently is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. My clients, like, I do like 7 to 10 tweets a day for them. Like, you know, they're like, what? Yep. Because they'd be used to Facebook. I'm like, no, this is different to Facebook. Yeah, tweet at busy times. You know, the busiest times on Twitter are actually between 9 and 11 p.m., you know, and this would be coming up to a busy time now, coffee break time, you know. So, you know, find out, like, get help from Jonathan or from myself. Like, you know, that's how we pay our bills. So if you need us, we'll help you, you know, hire us.
Exactly. Thanks for that. We've got a few more people saying hi. Eilish, Noreen, Louise, and some comments as well. I'll put them on the screen, actually. Hey, so, Dolores says thanks. Thanks for the Twitter Live. So she didn't know about that. So that's brilliant. And something from Louise there as well. So again, sort of enhancing the Twitter Live side of things.
Thanks, Louise. Cool. And you know what? These ladies are in my Women's Inspire network. Just if anyone is watching.
Just going to ask you about that. Yeah, please, by all means, tell us about that.
Yeah, and it just shows the power of Twitter. I build a community on Twitter. So build a community is another little tip I can give, which actually is a big tip, really. Build a community right around you that gets you and what you do. Surround yourself with good people. So like a community, if you build a community, we built it on Twitter using the hashtag Women's Inspire. It's on every Tuesday night. And then now it's a subscription model. We have a website and we have a private Facebook group, and people pay 20 a month, and we do webinars every week. And you were on one of our webinars, you know, so we give value to our members. So, you know, that's built all from Twitter, you know, so it is possible to build something on Twitter. Like, I've proven it, you know.
Yeah, that's fascinating, because I was going to ask you about that, but I hadn't actually realized that the two were connected. You know, I hadn't figured the connection that you'd actually created the Women's Inspire Network from Twitter. So, so brilliant. Yeah, that just kind of shows you its power once again. So, coming to the end now. It's been absolutely brilliant so far. I've just got a couple of minutes left. So you mentioned the celebrating the and we just got that's very kind of Louise there recommending. Well, it's really strong. Changed my life, Louise says. So fantastic. So you mentioned the 11 years sobriety, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm going to sort of ask another question on top of this, but what would be your favorite soft drink? Now, do you like sparkling water or orange juice, or do you drink a lot of coffee?
I'm addicted to Coca-Cola now.
Coca-Cola, right. Okay.
So and it has to be Coca-Cola. It can't be like that diet stuff. No, I'm trying to actually stop drinking Coca-Cola now, because that's my tipple now. But yeah, it's mad. Tea. I love tea. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So it's got to be the Coca-Cola. So if you were to share a glass of Coca-Cola, have a glass of Coca-Cola with anybody currently living, so you could have a chat with them face to face, who would you pick?
Oh my goodness.
And I know I've sprung this on you because I didn't prep you.
Barack Obama.
Okay, interesting answer. Yeah. And why?
I just love that je ne sais quoi. I don't know what it is. He's just a nice man, and she's a nice woman, and I admire her a lot. And I just think it'd be fun as well, you know.
Yeah, he's got a good way about him, and
he has that thing, you know, that thing, that little X factor or whatever, that charm, charisma, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, and Michelle there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got to draw it to a conclusion this week. If you have watched live or are watching the replay, thank you so much for watching. And to let you know that this show will also be available as a podcast. I just started doing this last time, so it's going to go out as a podcast. Struggling to get it onto iTunes, but I'll get there in the end. But it is currently on, or will be, this one will be on Spotify and Stitcher, and on my website at pollingersocial.co.uk later today. So I'll let you know, Sam, when the links go up. So thank you very much once again. It's been fantastic having you on, and enjoy your bank holiday Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can improve your use of social media for your business, organisation or charity, please visit pollingersocial.co.uk or contact me on social media at pollingersocial.co.uk.